Today's shiur is Masechet Brachos Daf Samach Daled. Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, we're zoich to make a siyum on Masechet Brachos in today's shiur. We will begin on Daf Samach Gimel on Be'ez, the 12th wide line. In our previous shiur, the Gemara had discussed the pasuk of Haskes U'Shma Yisrael. In today's shiur, the Gemara continues explaining and expounding on that pasuk. Begins the Gemara, Haskes, says the Gemara, that teaches us, Asu kitais kitais, make groups, v'isku b'tayra, and learn Torah. L'fish ein ha-tayra niknas el b'chabura. The proper way of learning Torah is to learn Torah in a group. K'rab Yosef bar Chanina, as Rabbi Yosef bar Chanina indeed taught us, the Rabbi Yosef bar Chanina ma'idik siv, cherev el abadim v'noyalu. There should be a sword against those who are alone. A sword should come to those that understand, and it's a euphemism. It means actually Talmid Chachamim. A sword should come on those Talmid Chachamim she yosh from Baba Bad Vaiskim B'Torah, who learn Torah alone. Not only if they learn Torah that way, don't they succeed? El Shematapshim, they make mistakes in their learning. For says the Gemara, this pasuk used the word v'noyalu, v'ksiv hasam, when Aaron and Miriam spoke badly about Moshe Rabbeinu, the pasuk says, ashon na'alnu v'shechatanu. So we acted, they too said that we acted foolishly. V'loyoid el shechaitim. It's considered, learning that way, it's considered as if you did an aveira. Shenemar, because there the pasuk which uses the words noyalu says vashechatanu. Ibai say mahocha, another proof that the word noyal means foolishness. Noyal osare tsoyim. The pasuk uses the words noyal osare tsoyim, where it speaks about how Egypt had made mistakes. So the question is, what is the meaning of the word bad, bad? It should have said bad once, that they learned Torah by themselves. What is the Gemara trying to teach us with the word bad, bad? So the Beis Yitzchak answers in the name of the Gra, that one can make an argument that learning alone is not that terrible. Because if you learn alone, you need not be concerned that anybody is going to interrupt your learning. But on the other hand, when you learn alone, you may make a mistake, and there's no one to correct your mistake. So there's an advantage to learning alone, and there's an advantage to learning with a chavrusa. What is the worst thing, however, that let's say you're learning alone, but you're sitting next to another person who's sitting alone. Bad, but bad, that two people who each one of us are sitting and learning alone. So we have none of the advantages and all of the disadvantages. We have none of the advantages of learning b'chavrusa, but since we have somebody else that learns next to us, that's learning, that's sitting next to us, that may cause that we should start talking to that person, and that's why the Gemara says bad b'bad. Why is there a chiv misa for learning alone? Because since Torah is so deep, you only can reach the emes of Torah if you learn with a group. And if you don't learn with a group, you may make a mistake. And any mistake in learning Torah, some mistakes in learning Torah, the repercussions could obviously be extremely serious. Up to the degree that I saw that Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlita in the Sefer Chashukei Chemed Paskins, that if somebody is learning alone and he comes to a shul and there's a shir and the Rav, the Magid Shir, is giving a shir and he says, I'm not going to go to the shir, I'd rather learn alone. I could accomplish more. I'm a Talmud Chacham. He says, that's not what you should do. Because our Gemara teaches us that when you're learning Torah, you should always learn Torah in a group. Says the Gemara further, Dover Acher, Haskis Shema Yisrael, says the Gemara, what it means is, Kittesu Atzmeichem al Devar Torah. Grind yourself. Wear yourself out for Devar Torah. Kramer Shlokish, as the Shlokish taught us. Domer Shlokish, Menayin, Shein Devar Torah Meskaimim, El Bemish Shememus Atzmai Aleha. How do I know that Devar Torah could only be successful by somebody who's ready to kill himself, strain himself a Torah? Shenema, Zois HaTorah, Odom, Kiyomus Ba'oil. And then many pshatim in explaining this Gemara. The one pshat that I saw is that the Pana Meira says what the Gemara means is that we know that after a person leaves the world, nobody's going to say Divrei Torah in his name. But he's not a hoylich, he's not able to do mitzvahs anymore. But if he's learned Torah when he was alive, so then, Sfas of Davivos Bekeber, people say over the Divrei Torah that he said when he was alive. Ain Divrei Torah Meskaimim. How could a person continue to live on? He continue to live on if he's even after he's dead, if he learns Torah and people continue saying Divrei Torah in his name. Another pshat that I saw is that a person who learns Torah recognizes that this entire world is only a diras arai. We're only here temporarily. When a person, and the retirement eskaimim, when a elbamisha memes atzmala, when somebody realizes that this world is only temporary, then he could grow in learning Torah. That's why we find that the Torah speaks about Yaakov Avinu, who was the paradigm of somebody who learned Torah. Yoshev Oyalim. Why was Yaakov Avinu called Yoshev Oyalim? It doesn't say that Yaakov lived in a house. It says he was a Yoshev Oyalim because he recognized that this is a very, very temporary world that we live in. Another pshat that I saw for Meir Shapiro, Mi Shememes Atzmai is speaking about parents. And the Gemara is teaching us how are parents supposed to be mechanech their children to Torah. The way parents are supposed to be mechanech their children to Torah is Memes Atzmala, that they devote all of their energy and all of their resources to Torah, then to be mechanech their children to Torah, then they will be successful. There's a fantastic story that said about Rav Chaim Zalman Margolius. Rav Chaim Zalman Margolius was the Shar Ephraim, the Beis Ephraim, an incredible, great Talmud Chacham. And as wealthy as he was, his wife really ran most of his business affairs. And he had an arrangement with his wife that he would sit in the Beis Medrash and learn, and she would run the business independently and not disturb him under any circumstances. It comes one day and they were in the diamond business and somebody came to her with a very serious deal. And this deal, she felt, was too significant that she should decide independently if they should do the deal. So she went and knocked on the door where he was learning and that he should open the door so she could be able to discuss this investment with him. And he refused to open the door while he was during his time of learning. When he finished that time and he came out, so his wife was sort of upset at him. His wife said that, I don't usually disturb you. I always allow you to learn. This time it was a significant situation where I needed to ask you something. And why couldn't you open the door? So he quoted our Gemara. Ein divrei Torah meskaimim el b'mi shememes atzma aleha. What does that mean? He said to her, if chas v'shalom, I was no longer alive. If I was no longer alive, you couldn't ask me as much as you would want to ask me. In the time that I'm learning Torah, it should be considered like a memus atzmala, that there's nothing else going on in the world besides my learning. Another pshat that I saw is we know that the pasuk says, "Vasisi imadi chesed ve'emes," and Rashi says, "Chesed she'osim emesim," chesed that's done with people who are no longer alive, is the real chesed. Why is that the real chesed? Because you can't wait for any schar. You can't expect that the mace who you're doing the chesed for should be able to help you, to pay you back. He's no longer in the world. Says the Gemara, "Ein devar Torah miskaimim el b'misha memus atzmo leo." Our attitude to learning should be an attitude that is that I'm doing it purely l'shem shemayim, just like what we do with a mace, and not expect any remuneration. Another pshat that I saw is that devar Torah, that the only way you could succeed in learning is if you learn with Mesiris Nefesh. If you want that your Torah that you learn should continue for many generations, the only way you could be sure that your Divrei Torah will continue for all these generations is Memus Atzmalah, if you learn with Mesiris Nefesh. And that's pshat, says the Tiferes Shloimeh, that it says in Pirkei Avos, "Shuv yom echo lefnei misascha." You have to do tshuva every day, the day before you pass away. And the Gemara asks, do we know when we're going to pass away? Says the Gemara, but if we knew that we're going to pass away tomorrow, our learning would be a very, very different learning. Says the Gemara, that ein devar Torah miskaimim. Where could there be success in learning if somebody takes the attitude that this is the last day of my life? If this was the last day of my life, everybody, if you knew it was the last day of your life, you wouldn't be wasting your time with foolishness. You would be spending the day learning. That's how you should, that should be your attitude to learning. But I saw the Sfas Emes says, that ain't the retirement scheme el misha memus atzma leo, but he says, as much as you're ready to give to Torah, as much as you're prepared to be memus yourself for Torah, that much does the Torah, on the contrary, give you chiyus. Does the Torah give you more life? The more we devote ourselves to Torah, not only will it not be, it will cause that we should have actually Chaim. Continues the Gemara. Amri debei Reb Yanai. The Pasuk says, Ma'i deksiv. The Pasuk says in Mishlei, Kimitz chalev yoytzi chema. The squeezing of milk yields butter. Umitz af. The squeezings of your anger yoytzi dam causes blood to come out. Umitz apayim. And the squeezing of much anger yoytzi riv makes machloikus. Says the Gemara, where do we find that somebody has the butter of Torah? Where do we find that somebody has everything that Torah represents? He's ready to spit out the milk that he nursed from his mother when he was a young child. He's ready to give up everything in his life for Torah. Somebody who's ready to give up everything in his life for Torah will succeed in Torah. Umitz af, continues the Gemara, explaining that pasuk. Umitz af yoytzi dam. Talmud shekoysel of Rabbi Pam rishon v'shoysik. If you have a Talmud whose Rebbe gets angry at him one time, zoicha, and he accepts it, zoicha lahavka bein dam tamei ledam tor, he'll be able to distinguish between which dam is tamei and which dam is tahor. Umitz apayim yoytzi riv. Kol tamid shekoysel of Rabbi Pam rishon v'shnei shoysik. He isn't only quiet once when his Rebbe gets upset at him, but it happens another time, and he's still quiet. Then he can even make the difference between dina mamonis and dina nefashos. So the question is, isn't it clear what's the difference between dina mamonis and dina nefashos? So the Ben Yoyada explains the Gemara that sometimes you have a din taira that has components of dinei nefashos and has components of dinei mamonos. And this person is enough of a Talmud Chacham to be able to distinguish between the two parts of the din taira, the dinei mamonos part of the din taira and the dinei nefashos part of the din taira, that come with very, very different rules. The Birkas Avram has a different explanation of the Gemara. He says that dinei mamonos are much more dependent on human intellect versus dinei nefashos, which the rules of dinei nefashos are much more set up. And a person who's willing to accept his Rebbe's rebuke is the person that would be zoicha to learn even dinei mamonos. The Tanan, Rav Shmuel Omer, if somebody wants to become a Talmud Chacham, yasik b'dinei mamonos. He should indeed learn dinei mamonos. Shein l'cha b'ktzai b'tayr, there is no area in tayr yosman. Shein k'mayim hanaveya, like they're a fountain that constantly springs forth. There's so much depth in the divrei tayra. And that's why I saw that siyog l'chachma, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, the Sheres Menachem explains, siyog l'chachma, dinei mamonos are called chachma. Siyog l'chachma, shtika. By being quiet when you're being rebuked, that's how you are zoicha to the madrega of chachma satayra, dinei mamonos. Amar Shmuel ben Nachmeni, Maidik Siv, the Pasuk says, another Pasuk in Mishlei, im navalta, if you shame yourself, bisnase, if you allow yourself to be shamed, besnase, you will rise up. Vimzamoisa, if you muzzle yourself, yad lepeh, you should put your hand on your mouth. Says the Gemara, what does the pasuk mean? Kamanabel atzmael divrei Torah. If somebody's ready to be ashamed to be able to learn Torah, soifel lesnase, he will become a Talmud Chacham. Vimzomam, but if he muzzles himself, that means he's ready to ask questions that maybe will be embarrassing, but he's ready to do it in order to become a Talmud Chacham, then he will indeed become a Talmud Chacham. However, vimzomam, if he muzzles his mouth and he doesn't want to ask questions because he's embarrassed, then he will not. Then he will be yad lepeh, but he won't become a Talmud Chacham. So I saw that Aaron Kotler explains the Gemara. He says, we're not to understand the Gemara because of the concept that we know also from Pirkei Avos of Lo Yabai Shalomed, that if somebody's embarrassed to ask a question, he can't become a Talmud Chacham. He says, that's not pshat in the Gemara. He says, it's deeper. He says, of course, if you're not going to ask questions, how will you ever become a Talmud Chacham? He says, experiencing the embarrassment that comes sometimes by asking a question that the people in the shir may think is foolish, asking question over and over again, that's the way you're going to become a Talmud Chacham. It's a different attitude on how you become a Talmud Chacham if you do things that way. Continues the Gemara. Pasuk Nechemya b'chfarich sani v'darish. Nechemya began his shir by speaking about in honor of the Echsanya of those who hosted them. Maidik Siv, the Pasuk says that Shaul says, V'yom Shaul al-Kaini, l'chu sur rudu mitoich ha-malaiki. He said to the Kaini, we know Kaini were the descendants of Yisroi, l'chu sur rudu mitoich ha-malaiki, separate yourselves from the Malaikim, pena osfa imoi, because if you don't separate from the Malaikim, you may perish with them. And I don't want that to happen to you, for you have done chesed to Klal Yisrael. Says the Gemara. Let's understand the following Kal v'chomer. When Yisrael made the Suda, it wasn't even that Yisrael necessarily made the Suda, but the Suda was Yisrael's Suda when he came to the Midbar. It was in his honor. And he got the honor. Kach, we see that his descendants were saved. Amar of Talmud Chacham Toich Beisoi. If somebody brings a Talmud Chacham into their home, Umachila mashkeu ma'aneu minachasov. He gives him to eat and to drink and gives him from his own possessions. Alachas v'kama v'kama, how much schar such an individual will get. Pasar Rabbi Yosi b'chfaydech sani v'darish. So Rabbi Yosi also made the following comment. The pasuk says, lo yisasav adoim kechichahu. Don't despise the Edom, for he is your brother. Lo yisasav mitzri kegeri yisabatzrei. Don't despise the Mitzrim, for you were strangers in their land. Says the Gemara, v'loy dvarim kavachayim. Said Rabbi Yosi. Oma Mitzrim. So like kervis Yisrael el tzarech atzmam. What was the point of the Mitzrim? They wanted to have us as servants. Shenemar, as Paroi said explicitly to Yosef, v'im yodato, v'yesh b'm anshi chayil, v'semtem sar mikla shali. If you know that they're capable people, put them to work for me. Still, because they invited us into their country, kach, that's the schar that they get. Ham'aruch tam l'chochem b'toch beisoy. So if you bring a tam l'chochem into your own home, u'machila mashkeh u'mahaneim u'nechosov, and you give him all of this, alachas kama kama. Along the same lines, pasuk Rabbi Elazar ben Yosef b'yosef glili b'chvaydo chsanya v'dorish. V'ivarch Hashem es oivid edoim b'ava ornakim. After David moved the Aron from Kirish Yerorim to Yerushalayim, what happened was that there was a Levi whose name was Uzzah, died because he tried to hold the Aron. And we know that halacha is that the Aron noisen es noisof, that the Aron takes care, doesn't need any help. And therefore, it was sent, the Aron was sent to the house of Eidvet Odom. Oma Aron, Shloach v'shos, the Aron doesn't eat or drink. Kach, Hashem brought bracha to Ovid Edom, ha-ma'aruch tam'chok m'tech be'esoy, that actually does something for him, u'machila mashkeh ma'aneim enechosov, alachas kam v'kama. So the Ein Elio explains that what is the comparison between the Oren and a Talmud Chochem? An Oren is so much greater than a Talmud Chochem. So the Ein Elio says that the Oren that traveled was the Oren that had in it the Shivrei Luchas. And a Talmud Chochem, we know, he says, is compared to the Shivrei Luchas. And therefore the comparison is very strong. Ask the Gemara, and my bracha, my bracha shebercha, what was the bracha? Amar Rav Yehuda Bazvida, Zuchamois, this was his wife, Ovid Edom's wife, whose name was Chamois, was Shmoina Kalasar, and she had 8 daughter-in-laws. She older Shisha Shisha Vikarasachad, that each one of them had 6 children at a time. Shinema Pualti Pulasi Ashmini Kibarcha Lakim. Kol Eila Ovid Edom, Haim Ubineim Vachayim, Ishchai Bakoyach Lavod, Shishmishnaim Ovid Edom. They ended up with 62. How did they get to 62? Sons and grandsons. He had 8 sons because he had 6 tuplets, and his 8 daughter-in-laws also had. And if you multiply that, you'll have 62. Amar Rav Avin Halevi, Kol Adoichek Es Hashah. If somebody forces the moment, he pushes something. So Rashi says that he tries to get wealthy or tries to get a position when it's not yet. His time for that position. That's Rashi's explanation. And the example Rashi gives is Avshalom that wanted to become king while his father David was alive. Although I saw that the Mefarshim ask, Avshalom knew that David HaMelech had decided to give the Melucha to his son Shlomo. So of course, he was anxious to take it. So he says so that if Avshalom would have waited, Shlomo was a very young boy. So he would have become king before Shlomo was of age. But because he pushed it, he ended up with nothing. Kol adoichik es hashah, shadach kasai. The moment forces him, he loses the opportunity. He loses his opportunity. However, if somebody is willing to have the patience, then he'll have what he's supposed to have. And the Gemara gives an example. The rabbi of Rav Yosef, the Rabbi Yosef Sinai. Rabbi Yosef, wherever the Gemara speaks about Talmid Chachamim, there are two types of Talmid Chachamim. One is a Sinai, that's somebody who has vast knowledge, and the other type of person is a Oikah Horim, which we would call a Lamdim. Yitzchulushata. There was a time that the Rabbanim need them to be Rosh Hashiva. Shachol Hasam. So they sent the following message. Sinai Vekaharim, if you have two individuals that have two different strengths, Ezmem Kadim, who should be appointed? Shachlu, so it was responded, Sinai Kadim, the person who has the Bekiyas is more important. Shahakol Tzrich L'marichatya, everybody needs somebody who has a lot of wheat. The Talmud Chacham, who has all this amassed knowledge, is important because whenever a question comes up, maybe the answer to the question is in a different Gemara or in a different Mishnah. And if he's familiar with all of the Mishnayos, he'll know how to answer. Afikain, so Rabbi Yosef should have really been appointed. Like Kibbul of Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef didn't take the position. Damalei Kaldoi, because the astrologer said to him, Malchus Treit Shinin, you will be Rosh Yeshiva for 2 years, and then you will pass away. So he said, why should I jump to that position? Look what happens. So Moloch Rava Eser V'Tatnishnin. So he let Rava be Rosh Yeshiva for 22 years. And then Rava passed away. And Moloch Rav Yosef Tatnishnan Palgam. And Rav Yosef then was Rosh Yeshiva for 2.5 years. So patience paid off. Says the Gemara. Kol Hani Echshani de Moloch Rava. All of those years that Rava was the Rosh Yeshiva, Afilu Umne Lebeis Leikara. Rav Yosef wanted to show the absolute respect to Rabbah. So how did he show absolute respect to Rabbah? He didn't even allow a blood letter come to his home, that nobody should give him any extra credit as if he deserves covet. And I said, so the Ben Yehuda explains that he wanted to act in the most simple manner, that he's showing that he isn't greater than Rava. Rashi Masech Tahoriyah says that what the Gemara means here is that whenever Rabbi Yosef needed a blood letter, what he would do is he would go to Rava's house, try to find out when Rava's having a blood letter, and at that time rely on Rava's blood letter. But then Rashi says, another beautiful pshat. Rashi says that all of the years that Rabbi Yosef was, that Rava was the Rosh Yeshiva, he says Rabbi Yosef never needed a blood letter. He never needed a doctor. Because he acted in such a modest fashion, he never needed to call a blood letter to treat him. Vamar of Avin Halevi, Ma'idik Siv, the pasuk says, Yan Hashem b'yom tzara, so the pasuk says that when we're in sorrow, which of the others do we rely on? Elkei Avram. Ask the Gemara. Elkei Yaakov. Ask the Gemara. Elkei Yaakov. V'lo Elkei Avram v'Yitzchak. Mikan lebala koira shiknas be'avi shakara. There's on a beam there was a thicker part and a thinner part, and the thicker part is more important. Yaakov Avinu, who is the one that's the Baal Kaira, he was the father of all the Shvatim. He was the one that had to do the Tzar Gil Bonim for all the children. He is the one that has to stand in front of the Kisei HaKavod for us and Davent Hashem for us, his descendants. Vamar of Avon HaLevi, Kol Anayana Mesudah Shetam Chachem Shari B'Toichai. If somebody benefits from a Suda where there's a Talmud Chachem, it's like he's benefiting from the Shechina. Shenema, v'yava arm v'chol zikna Yisrael, lecha lechem im choyse Moshe l'fnei l'kim. The question is, v'chil l'fnei l'kim achlu? Did they eat in front of Shem? V'loi Moshe achlu. Eloi melech, kol anena mesuda shetam l'chokim shari b'toichai. If you have a no from a suda where the tam l'chokim is there, kil anena mesiv ha-shechina. It's if you're benefiting from the ziv ha-shechina. And I saw the Gemara doesn't use the word kol ha'oichel. It says, Kol anena, if you just have benefit, if you're just there and you participate in that suda, it's already included. We learned in the Gemara a moment ago a discussion, what's more important, a Sinai, somebody who has tremendous bekiyas, or an Oikar Harim. And the Prima Gadim says that based on this Gemara, that if there are two Rabbonim, one is a Baki, he has much more knowledge, and the other one is a Lamdan, and we have a question of giving the more prestigious Aliyah to one of these two people, says the Prima Gadim based on our Gemara, we should give it to the person who's the Baki. However, Rav Shlomo Kluger says that the standard of a Sinai is not as essential today as it was in the time of the Gemara. Because in the time of the Gemara, they learned, as we've discussed previously, Torah Ba'peh. So the person who had this greater amount of knowledge was more important. However, Bezman Hazeh, where we have Sforim printed, even as the Chikrei Lev explains, this individual is not so familiar in all of the details of what it says in every sefer, who could be such a huge Talmud Chacham, but he knows where to look. That makes him, and he's also a Lamdan, that makes him more significant. V'amar Rav Avin Alevi, Haniftim Mechaveroi, if somebody takes leave from someone else, Al Yom Eloi Lech Bisholoim, El Lech Lisholoim. Sharei Yisrei Shom Eloi Lemoshe Lech Lisholoim. Yisrei, when he wished Moshe Rabbeinu to go, when he was going back to Mitzrayim, and he told him Lech Lisholoim. So we know, all of Atzliach, Moshe Rabbeinu had Gevaldiga Atzlocha. However, Dovah Shom Eloi Avsholoim, Lech Bisholoim, we know, Holoch V'nitla, Avsholoim at the end was buried. So what's the difference between Lech Lisholoim and Lech Bisholoim? So the Pasha Pshat is, Lisholoim means that you will constantly grow. Lech Bisholoim means that this is it. You've reached where you're going to. So a person who Nebuch is no longer alive, to him we say Lech Bisholoim. But this is the way the Shmei Mishmul explains. But the person who's not the person who's alive, we say Lech Lisholoim. You should constantly grow and grow. The person, whoever is dead, to him we say, Lech Bisholoim, there's no more for you to go. The question, of course, is, if David HaMelech presumably knew this halacha, so if David HaMelech knew this halacha, how did he say to his son Avshalom, Lech Bisholoim, why didn't he say Lech Bisholoim? So I saw that the Ben Yoyada explains that it was Min HaShemayim. Min HaShemayim, they caused that David should say something which he had absolutely no intention to say, because Min HaShemayim, they knew that he wants to do bad. So I saw that Reb Cheskel Levenstein, Zatzal, explains the Gemara as follows. Avshalom, if David HaMelech would have said to Avshalom, Lech Lisholoim, he would have done tshuva. And on the other hand, if Yisrael would have said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Lech Bisholoim, he wouldn't have succeeded. So Cheskel said, from here we see the power of a bracha, the power of when we wish somebody something, when we wish somebody something, what it could accomplish. And he says, that's pshat, that's included in v'ahavta l'reacha k'moicha. Included in the v'ahavta l'reacha k'moicha is to give somebody a bracha. Because every bracha we give a person has incredible power. Says the Gemara, v'am amar Rav Levi Bachia, hayotz v'beis haknesses, if somebody leaves a beis haknesses, after davening, v'nichlans l'beis ha-medrash, and then he enters into the beis ha-medrash, v'oisik b'tayra, zoichu mekal p'nei shechina. Such a person will be zoichu to see the Shechina. Shnema, Yechu Mechayel Lechayel, they go from one strength to another strength. They go from learning to davening to learning. Such a person, Yira Elokim B'tzion, will be zoch to see Shem Hashem. So I saw from Rapam Zatzal. Rapam Zatzal said that, he once said this at a Siyim, Masechta Brachos. He said, at the beginning of the Masechta, we learned, and Rashi at the beginning of the Masechta said that even if somebody is davening Ma'ariv before the Zman Krishma, and therefore he's going to have to repeat Krishma later when he davens, when he says it Zmanoi, he should still say Krishma when he davens Ma'ariv. And the reason he said, Rashi said, is Kedei La'amid B'tefila Metoich Devrei Torah. So what do we see? That before we learn, before we daven, we're supposed to learn. What does our Masechta end with? Our Masechta ends with that after you daven, you're supposed to learn. So that's what the Gemara is teaching us. How is a Jew supposed to live? The Jew is supposed to live with learning Torah before he davens, learning Torah after he davens. That's the way a Jew lives. And he said a gewaldige mashal from the Chofetz Chaim. He says, every day when we daven, Shachris, we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'har Einenu B'Sar Asecha. We beg Hashem, V'har Einenu B'Sar Asecha. Open our eyes with your Torah. And a Jew, he says, is supposed to expect that when he davens for something, Hashem will listen. So what does that mean? He said, there was once a person that needed a loan. And he went over to a wealthy person, and he asked the wealthy person, could you lend me the money? He says, yes, I'm happy to extend to you a loan. Come to my house at this and this time, and I'll give you the loan. And the person never showed up. So the wealthy person is standing there, and he can't understand what is happening here. This person asked me for a loan. I was more than happy to offer it to him. We made up an appointment, and he doesn't show up. So he says, that's the way we're supposed to understand our Gemara. A person davens HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'har Einenu B'Sar Asecha. Help us learn your holy, beautiful Torah. So what are we supposed to do after we daven that? After we daven Shachris? We asked Hashem for Torah, and we're supposed to expect that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to fulfill our request. So we're supposed to open up a Gemara. We're supposed to open up a Torah and learn it right afterwards. Says the Gemara, Amrav Chibar Ashi, Omer Rav. Tamid Chacham Ein Lam Menucha, Loi Ba'ilam Hazav, Loi Lam Haba. Tamid Chacham don't have Menucha, not in this world and not in the next world. Shnema, Yelch Mechayel Lechayel. They constantly go from one place, higher and higher. Yirah Elokim B'tzion. Says Ramotcha Meneshchus. It seems like Tzadikim don't have Menucha. But he says Tzadikim have the greatest menucha, because there is no greater menucha than learning Torah. Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Rav Chanina, Tamid Chacham Marbim Shalom Ba'olam, Shnemar V'chol B'nayich L'mudei Hashem, Al Tikri B'nayich Ela B'nayich. Don't say B'nayich, but it's B'nayich. The people who learn Torah are the people that build the world. Shalom Rav Lahavis Sechov Elam Mikshol, Yishal Mechel Shavab and Menesayach, Laman Chavrai Darbin Hashem Boch, Laman Beis Hashem Alakainu, Avak Shetoivloch, Hashem Oiz Lama Yitain, Hashem Yvarech Amoy Vesholim. So I saw that the Mefarshim explained, Talmid HaChachamim learned many sections of the Torah that speak about Machloikis. We spoke earlier in the Shir about Choshe Mishpat. By Talmidei Chachamim learning those sections of the Torah that speak about Machloikis, they are the ones to bring Shalom to the world. Another pshat that I saw from Cheskel Abramsky, he says that Talmidei Chachamim don't need anything. All they need is a Gemara. And since they only need a Gemara, that so they don't get into financial disputes because they're happy with what they have. The Divrei Chaim explains Why are Talmid Chachamim, as the Gemara just said, called Bonayich? Why are Talmid Chachamim called those that build? So the Divrei Chaim said, we say every day, Uvnei Beischa Mehera B'Yemeinu. Every day, with the way we act, the Beis HaMikdash gets built. So we daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Uvnei Beischa, we're the Bonayich. By learning Torah, we're able to build the Beis HaMikdash. Another pshat that the Arvi Nachal suggests that somebody who constantly learns Torah goes back to what we discussed earlier in the shiur. Because a person who's constantly learning Torah and teaching Torah, then he, even when he's no longer in the world, his divrei Torah are still repeated. And therefore, even when he's going to leave the world, he will continue to grow. Another pshat I saw, Al tikri b'nayich el b'nayich. Who is a real son to Hashem? The person who's building. A person who destroys what Hashem wants in the world cannot be considered a son of Hashem. The children of Hashem, those who learn Hashem's Torah, are Hashem's children because they're building the world Hashem wanted. The Sefer Imri Noyim quotes the Gra that says that the Rashi Tevis of the word Benayich stands for Brachis, Nazir, Yevamis, and Krisis. Those are the four Mesechtis that end with this mimer of Rav Shalom Benayich. And the Aruch Haner, in the end of Masechta Yevamos, explains why these four Masechtas end with this Maimer Chazal. Brachas speaks about Shalom between us and Hashem. When we make brachas, when we daven to Hashem, when we say Krishma, all of the concepts that we've learned in this Masechta, we become closer to Hashem. Nazir brings Shalom between husband and wife. As we just learned, Haroi Soita B'Kakula, Yazar Atzmai Menayayin. Yevamis is Shalom Ben Adam L'Chaveroi. Because what's the entire concept of Yibum? If somebody's brother died, Nebuch, without any children, and his brother is ready to build the name of his brother who passed away. And Krisis is Shalom between you and yourself. If a person doesn't do Averis, then he's at peace with himself. So all these four Masechtas speak about the Shalom, which is particularly achieved, as we just learned, by Talmid Chachamim, and that Shalom should bring Shalom to the whole world, that we should live in a world of Hashem Yevarech. Ein HaBroch, Loimotza HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not find a greater and better Brocha Ela HaShalom. Hanu Lach Aloy Roya V'Slikalach Masechta Brachas. Hanu Lach Aloy V'Slikalach Masechta Brachas. Hanu Lach Aloy V'Slikalach Masechta Brachas.